Carol, how are you?
Tony, how is it going up there?
It's going very well. And you know, recently you wrote a piece in the Detroit Free Press, and it really has taken a step forward. You were at the Detroit Economic Club, and presidential hopefuls for the upcoming election were there. I found that quite interesting. You mentioned in your article that they really like presidential hopefuls, people who want to run for office, like speaking before the Detroit Economic Club. Why is that?
Well, you know, the Economic Club is probably one of the most vaulted speaking forums and podiums in the country. Maybe the National Press Club would give it a run for its money, but for 75 years, the club has been just a beacon for what's going on in society and business, economics, everything. And there's been every presidential candidate and every president who has been there since Richard Nixon has taken to the podium to talk about issues when they want to talk to a national stage. It really is an impressive and influential thing, and I think a lot of times people don't really stop and think about all the incredible speakers who have come through there with the Iacocca's and Kissinger and every president and CEOs and folks that you don't get to hear other places. But it really is an impressive undertaking, and the way that the club has survived for 75 years is a story in and of itself, which I wrote about under the tutelage of Beth Chappell, who's the CEO of it at the moment.
Well, the name that you hear quite a bit as someone who's going to be running for president is Sarah Palin. Who else out there is testing the waters, if you will?
Well, you know, Mitt Romney, who's out there kicking the tires still and has been, a Michigan guy, has interesting background. And, oh, my gosh, Newt Gingrich is still hasn't said much. And there's just so many people who are out there who will be throwing their hat. The Republicans will have a lineup. It'll be interesting to see, though, on the Democratic side. Some people have said Obama is not exactly popular at the moment, and perhaps some other Democrats ought to get into the mix, so that'll be interesting as well.
What are you going to be working on Michigan Matters this weekend?
Well, you know, I have to tell you, hearing all the conversation with what's going on with the budgets, we had a fairly serious conversation about what's ahead for Rick Snyder as he steps into the middle of the cesspool called the Budget of Michigan. There's going to be an incredible undertaking, and I'm not quite sure that the constituents and people understand just how bad the situation is and will get this year. With a $2 billion-plus budget deficit, in fact, we had Brooks Patterson on the show and Sandy Barua from the Detroit Regional Chamber, Denise Illich and Chip McClure from Arvin Meritor. Brooks made the point that he won't be able to fix this in one term or probably not two terms. It's going to take probably over 8 years to get this thing back on track, and it's going to be some very tough decisions. In fact, we also talked about everything that wasn't mandated by law will be on the table and possibly on the chopping block. So there are going to be some really tough decisions and tough measures that will be taken, and I'm not quite sure people are prepared.
Right, Carol, have you decided what you're going to write about for your Sunday column?
You know, I'll probably be writing a little bit about China, which is another conversation, which actually never caught fire on the governor's race this time, unlike last time, and the fact that it's picking up a little bit of wind. Bob Fucano, Wayne County executive, just got back from his sixth trade mission there. Macomb County spending more time there, Oakland, and I suspect going forward, Rick Snyder may find himself going there too.
All right, Carol Kane, you can read her article this Sunday, her columns there, a couple times a week, and of course go to WWJ-TV for Michigan Matters. Carol, thanks for coming on the program.
Have a great weekend.